As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me the facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, March the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, at least news, that's for sure. Hard facts and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join us live on air, and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live. You got the idea. We're getting out there, and thank you so very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. To your local listening audiences, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals in the U.S. dollar up. Equities and crude decline. Japan earthquake. Libya unrest. Yeah, it's in the news this morning. Financial instabilities, collective bargaining debates, budget debates, and Laura Bush. Wow. If we have time in the second part of the broadcast, we'll go into trusts again. Do they deserve our trust, our money, our future? What do we know about trusts, and what do we need to know about them? Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, Friday, March 11th, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $1.60 at $1,412.70 an ounce. Silver off 65 cents at $34.63 an ounce. Platinum up 11 bucks at $1,774. And palladium off 17 at $751 a troy ounce. Of course, that's all the spot market for you right there. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,403.80 for a low, $1,420 for a high, but at $1,412.70, your gold is up year to year, $304.40 an ounce for a 27.47% return on your investment. Now, boys in London this morning, the LBMA, find out about it for yourself, LBMA.org, set the price at $1,409.75. We've been trading above that most of the morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight, seemingly unchanged, claim to be holding 1,217.30 metric tons in the GLD electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $55 billion. Big red ink day yesterday in the equities, which we'll go into. But remember, you know, we can nonchalantly say, oh, gold is above $1,400, silver is above $34. Wow. It was a day just a few months back. That would have been profound. Hey, it's old hat. Let's go through it.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, March the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Yeah, Day of Rage later today. That's for sure. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's close out our market report for this morning. Again, after trading out of New York City, let's talk about some honest weights and measures here for a moment. Gold up $1.60 an ounce at $1,412.70 an ounce. Silver off 65 cents at $34.63 an ounce. Platinum up 11 bucks at $1,774. And palladium off 17 bucks at $751 a troy ounce. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, relatively narrow band, about 17 bucks. The low is $1,403.80 an ounce. The high, $1,420 even. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off. Huge bloodshed here. It's all red across the board there. Massive decline off and closing 228 points to 11,000. Now again below the 12,000 mark. 11,985. The NASDAQ closed down 51 to 2701. The S&P 500 closed off 25 at 1295. This morning, crude oil off $3.19. We're going to talk about why in a moment. At $99.51 a barrel for that 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 6 basis points to 77.32, which impacts the foreign exchange rates. And you can find out about all about the USDX at theice.com, theice.com, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s trading site. The Canadian loonie this morning on the foreign exchange rate market, off 27 basis points at $1.02. So if you're going to exchange and you're involved in foreign commerce, or you're going to go traveling or something like that, you're going to be pushing $1.02 across the table for every Canadian loonie you get back. The Mexican peso, on the other side of things, off 29 basis points. They're still stuck at 8 cents apiece, you know. But the multiplier now is back above 12, so you can get 12.0022 pesos for a dollar. The euro this morning, off 6 basis points at $1.38. $1.38. The British pound, off 18 basis points at $1.60. Then the Swiss franc up one at $1.07. The bond market this morning, the yield on those 2-year bonded our bonded indebtedness, the 2-year treasuries, the yield is 0.62. And of course, as the yield goes up, the price goes down, and vice versa. The 10-year yield this morning is at 3.35, and the 30-year at 4.50. In the mortgage market, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.32% as the allure for getting people in the market for mortgages continues. They moved down from 4.32% a month ago to 4.08% this morning. And the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 5.06 to 4.82. Of course, your prime rate stands at 3.25%. And the gold-to-silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 40.81 ounces of silver to pick up 1 ounce of gold. You know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the 32nd president, declared boldly in his inaugural address that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And the nation calls for action, and action now. Roosevelt addressed himself to the task of instituting a new deal for the United States. From Congress, then overwhelmingly Democratic, he asked for broad executive powers, as great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe. And Congress complied. Presidentially enacted, initiated, or sponsored collectively, it's the neat New Deal. Well, we've got some new deals going on in various states in the Union as we find more and more giving more and more power to the various governors in the face of this downturn. We had something on the chat. Let's see if it's already gone up and gone away from me. But there's a lot of action going on in the chat room this morning to show you that. 10K Puddles is an indefatigable browser researcher, and he's always got plenty of news articles for each and every one of you to look at as we go through the broadcast. But an article was earlier posted in regards to one of these governors being given the same kind of powers by the State House that the Congress gave Delano Roosevelt so long ago to him, you know. So we got a real stumbling stone. A lot of very troubling things happening this morning. Of course, we'll come back and talk about the news in a moment. Let's finish out our market report. The Conaday calendar this morning, important. Some of the stuff that's going on. Today, of course, retail sales are out, consumer sentiment is out, and business inventories are out. The United States is kind of like in a downturn. There's no doubt about it, but nothing profound about that. But they're just kind of peddling. If you look at the Bloomberg website, as I do each and every morning, there's precious little real news to talk about in the country, at least what they're showing. But there's lots of stuff happening around the world, and it's impacting us. So we'll go over there, take a look at this. Let's jump into that account today and look at the reports for today. Okay, here we come. The EIA natural gas report. Natural gas in storage fell 71 billion cubic feet in the March 4th week. A withdrawal of 80 billion cubic feet was expected. So they drew down a whole gob and a bunch. But, you know, hey, what can I say? Natural gas is out there. We're going to find out more about supply and demand in the oil market in a moment. Retail sales. This morning, retail sales spiked in February on higher auto sales and on higher gasoline sales. Now, I don't know whether they're talking about the higher dollar amount of gasoline sales in this report or whether they're talking about the higher gallonage sales. You see, you can jack up the cost of gasoline and report higher gasoline sales without showing a higher drawdown in the reserves. Other components were mostly robust and got a large upward revision to January. Can you believe that? All right, retail sales, as we're talking about here. Other Other components were mostly robust, and we got a large upward revision to January. Overall, retail sales surged 1%. That's not a whole lot. You take a dollar, put a penny on top of it, do you feel richer? No. Following a revised 0.7% boost in January and a revised 0.6 boost in December. Notice how they keep saying revised, revised, revised. So we'll have to wait and see what this number gets revised to. But for this morning, they've got their party hats on once again. The February posting matches analysts' expectations for a 1% jump. January and December had previously been estimated to be up 3% and 0.5% respectively, including auto sales, sales advanced by 0.7%, blah, blah, blah. Nonetheless, sales excluding autos and gasoline improved a strong half of 1%. And that's not very strong. The February boost in sales was led by a 2.3% jump in sales of motor vehicles and parts, with gasoline sales up 1.4%, was it, Willie? Nearly all the other major components were quite robust. It continues, and there's more to that. Let's see what else we've got on the calendar. That's it. Let's go back to the other side of the browser, jumping around here. Lots of stuff happening. I want to talk about this. Relatively important news. The Bank of Japan pledges liquidity on Japan quake as the Toyota shuts plants. Now, some of you may have heard about this earthquake in Japan. When we come back, we'll talk about what's happening with central banks, what's happening with the people, and we'll talk earthquakes for a few minutes.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My soul Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Okay, so we're back into this article here off the Bloomberg website, written by Christopher Ansley and a Mayumi Atsuma. This is Bank of Japan pledges liquidity on Japan quake as Toyota shuts a plant. Amazing. Anyway, Japan's central bank pledged to ensure financial stability after the strongest earthquake in at least a century forced Toyota Motor Corporation to shut some plants, knocked out oil refineries, and sparked a plunge in stocks. The magnitude 8.9 earthquake struck off the coast of Sendai, a city of 1 million in the northeast, unleashing a tsunami as high as 10 meters, or 33 feet, that engulfed towns along the coast. The Tohoku region, which includes Sendai, accounts for about 8% of the country's gross domestic product, according to Macquarie Securities Limited. The disaster may slow a recovery from a contraction in the fourth quarter as Prime Minister Naoto Kan struggles to convince credit rating companies they will get a grip on the world's largest public debt burden. Well, you can look at it from the standpoint of finances, and I guess that's what Bloomberg ought to do. Let's go into a little bit deeper here. Oil plunges as Japan's refiners shut plants after the earthquake. This is another one off of Bloomberg. Grant Smith, March 11, 5:47 a.m. Central Time. Oil fell below $100 a barrel in New York for the first time in more than a week after Japan's strongest earthquake in at least a century forced refiners to shut processing plants. Now you think, oh my goodness, well, if they're shutting processing plants, if Gaddafi is firing on his processing plants, why, golly, oil will go down. Well, oil did go down. Why does it go down? Well, because they don't need as much crude if you shut the processing plants down. All right? Brent crude futures in London didn't say that there was any less demand for the finished product. It just says that if your refinery's all shut down, you got nothing to do with your crude oil. Brent crude futures in London headed for their first weekly decline in seven following the temblor. You know, the temblor. Now, of course, when we had the big Chilean earthquake, they talked about tremblors, T-R-E-M-B-L-O-R. I thought, what on earth is this? What is tremblor? And now, and we've seen this many times recently, now they're saying temblor. You know, words just have a way of changing. We couldn't say earthquake. We couldn't say tremor. No, no, no. We're going off into this multilinguistic nonsense. It's still an earthquake, all right? They're just trying to sound, oh, multicultural or something. I don't know. The earthquake is having a psychological impact on the market and triggering a rise in risk aversion. Risk aversion. Interesting. Karsten Fritz, an analyst at Commerzbank AG in Frankfurt, said, quote, the effect is also physical in that oil demand from Japan could temporarily be lower. And that's going to drive the price for crude down. Crude for April delivery tumbled as much as $3.69 or 3.6% to $99.01 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Merck. It was at 99.72 at 11:41 a.m. London time. Continued, talks about Brent crude, Japan's refineries. Anti-government demonstrators in Saudi Arabia, OPEC's largest oil producer, are advocating a day of rage today. And police in anti-riot vehicles patrolled the capital, Ridya, in the kingdom's eastern province, home to many of its minority Shiite Muslims. These three people were injured yesterday when security forces broke up a protest in the city of Katif, or something like that, Major General Mansour al-Turki, an Interior Ministry spokesman, said. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries will release its monthly report on global oil supply and demand later today, and they will do that. But while we're waiting for them to put that report out, let's go over to this report. One thing I want to encourage the listeners to think about is to not get too uptight about all these earthquakes, all right? This is certainly not the first go-around in earthquakes. Let's go back to 1964. I'm going to share with you a little bit off the Wikipedia website about something that I know firsthand, I had firsthand knowledge of. In 1964, the Alaska earthquake, from Wikipedia, free encyclopedia. The 1964 Alaska earthquake, also known as the Great Alaskan Earthquake, the Portage Earthquake, and the Good Friday Earthquake. The Good Friday Earthquake is what I remember it as. Was a megathrust earthquake that began at 5:36 p.m. Alaska Standard Time on Good Friday of March the 27th, 1964. So here we are on March the 11th of 2011, and back in 1964 when I was just but a wee lad, we had this incredible, incredible Good Friday then. Across South Central Alaska, ground fissures, collapsing buildings, and tsunamis resulting from temblor. From the temblor. Now, they're using that, too. See, we never called it a temblor. We didn't call it a tremblor, either. We called it an earthquake, all right? And tsunamis resulting from the earthquake caused about 131 deaths. Lasting nearly 4 minutes, it was the most powerful recorded earthquake in U.S. and North American history, and the second most powerful ever measured by seismograph. It had a magnitude of 9.2. And this is when they used a different scale at the time, making it the second largest earthquake in the recorded history of the world. All right? Big news. The powerful earthquake produced liquefaction. Liquefaction, we heard that down in Christchurch, didn't we? Liquefaction, ground fissures, and failures caused major structural damage in several communities, much damage to property, and several landslides. Anchorage, that's Anchorage, Alaska, sustained great destruction or damage to many inadequately engineered houses, building, and infrastructures, and so on and so forth. particularly in the several landslide zones along Knik Arm. I mean, that's the part that just about went bye-bye. 200 miles southwest, some areas near Kodiak were permanently raised about 30 feet. Southeast of Anchorage, areas around the head of the Turnagain Arm near Girdwood and Portage dropped as much as 8 feet, requiring reconstruction and fill to raise the Stewart Highway above the new high tide mark. In Prince William Sound, Port Valdez suffered a massive underwater landslide, resulting in the deaths of 30 people between the collapse of the Valdez City Harbor and docks, and inside the ships was docks there at the time. Nearby, a 27-foot tsunami destroyed the village of Chenega, killing 23 of the 68 people who lived there. Survivors outran the wave, climbing to high ground. Excuse me. Post-quake tsunamis severely affected Whittier, Seward, Kodiak, and other Alaskan communities. Now, many of you know how big Alaska is, the state of Alaska. All this was happening down in the Anchorage area, down in the Anchorage, Kenai, Seward, southeast part of Alaska, all right? We were living at the time in Fairbanks, Alaska. I remember my little brother and I always had to share a bedroom in the basement. Yeah, I grew up in the basement. What can I say? Daylight basement. Nice daylight basement. But I had the top bunk. He had the bottom bunk. And he had a bad habit when he woke up before me of putting his feet up underneath the bunk bed there and pushing up and down on the plywood that held my mattress, waking me up that way. Well, so anyway, I come awake and I'm wondering, well, what's Mark, my little brother, doing, you know? Is he waking me up again? And the bunk bed is just shaking around. I said, you know, so I don't remember what I said. It's been far too long. But anyway, what I do recall hearing was this. If you take two concrete blocks, or take two, well, yeah, I would use concrete blocks. You take two concrete blocks, set them on one another, and then just slowly rotate that top block on the lower block. That was kind of the sound that I woke up to. It was the sound of the foundation of the house moving on the footing. The most eerie sound you could ever imagine. Unbelievable. So anyway, I popped out of bed, as I opted to do, dropped down to the floor there, woke up my little brother, and said, let's go upstairs, something's going on. And so we ran upstairs. You have to go up through the garage, up a long, you know, flight of stairs, up into the garage, and then up into the house, okay? And as soon as we come into the house, off to our right, in that house I grew up in Bunnell Park, Alaska, you could look outside, big picture window there, and the power poles that were coming into the house, and all of these humongous, you know, the huge trees, all of these trees were rocking back and forth, and you could see the ground rolling like it was a wave, all right? It was a ground wave coming all the way from this earthquake, and the wires were actually coming down, and the power lines were actually coming down and touching the ground and then coming back up again and snapping, you know, just not breaking, but just snapping like a taut string. Unbelievable. Never seen anything like it in my entire life, then, before then, or since. But you can imagine that there's a lot of trouble going on over in Japan, but there's nothing new about this. And we'll come back from 1964 to 1994 and continue.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, we're back once again. So yes, just lastly now, the great Hanshin earthquake, or the Kobe earthquake, was an earthquake that occurred on Tuesday, January the 17th of 1995 at 0.56, let's see, 546 Japan Standard Time. And again, this was another one of these really, really incredible earthquakes that have happened, you know. So these are the things that that happened that the planet, you know, when we're sitting on this globe, we're out there, we're trying to build houses and build things out of concrete and steel and whatnot, you know. But we got to understand that, you know, we're here by the grace of the Creator, and that sometimes the planet needs to do the things that the planet needs to do. And the best laid plans of mice and men, you know, basically have to give way. Law disappears as a priori principle and gives place to force. Morality becomes the police, and disintegration overcomes integration. That was said a long time ago by Henry Adams, quoted by Lewis Mumford in Urban Renewal. And we see a lot of urban renewal that comes in behind these these great earthquakes. So I'll go back into the news basket now and take a look a little bit more of this article with the background of earthquakes under our belt. Again, anti-government demonstrators in Saudi Arabia, OPEC's largest oil producers, are advocating a day of rage. Organization of Petroleum Exporting Companies will release its monthly report. They had to throw that in there. Had nothing to do with. Japan was struck by an 8.9 magnitude earthquake off the northern coast near the city of Sendai at 2:46 p.m. local time. The country was hit by 10 aftershocks, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The Japan Meteorological Agency is warning of further aftershocks and told people to avoid coastal areas and to evacuate to higher ground, so on and so forth. So there's all that going down, all right? It happens. Life on the planet Earth. Ohio Democrats weigh stalling a union bill, asking voters to repeal it. You know, we're going to still have more of this agitation going on. You know, it's really tough. It's really tough to hold your ground on some things. If you're going to reduce the size of government and cut the budgets and reduce government spending, you're going to have to do that. Otherwise, you're just, you know, talking through your other orifice. Mark Niquette writing this for Bloomberg. Ohio Representative Armand Budish said if bolting the state would stall a bill restricting collective bargaining rights for public employees, he'd do it in a heartbeat. Well, it wouldn't work, as it did for the Democratic lawmakers in Wisconsin and Indiana, too few to block a Republican from having a quorum, he said. Ohio Democrats are asking for more public involvement in hearings on the bill in an effort to sway opinion and will seek a ballot issue to repeal it if necessary. Here's a quote. If I have to take the lead on a statewide referendum, we'll fight until we win. Yeah, workers of the world unite. Budish, the House Minority Leader, said in a telephone interview from Columbus, with states facing what may be $175 billion in combined budget deficits during the next 2 years, Republican governors in Ohio and Wisconsin are seeking to increase contributions from public employees for pension and health care coverage while restricting their rights to collective bargaining for future benefits. It continues, Ohio Governor John Cash and Scott Walker of Wisconsin say the measure will give the state and local government flexibility to manage budget cuts. Democratic lawmakers say they are a power play to break unions. Well, even if they are a power play to break unions, I think it's a good idea. It was mentioned yesterday, collective bargaining by government service workers is not at all a good idea. They might be able to form a union to bargain against we the people. But who is going to stand up for we the people in that negotiation? Huh? The governor? You think so? Attorney general? Don't think so. State legislators? Don't think so. All right. What do they care? It's not coming out of their pocket. Whenever school teachers need more money, whenever firemen need more money, whenever ambulance districts need more money, whenever their hospital district needs more money, where do they go? To you? To me? They get it out of our pocket. So it's never been a good idea to have collective bargaining in government. And I don't think that we need to continue it. If we want to turn this thing around, we need to do the things that need to be done, and we need to get them done quickly. Anyway, continuing, I'm cautiously optimistic, Bauer said during a conference call on March the 9th. The Ohio bill would require about 360,000 state and local government workers to bargain only for wages, hours, and working conditions. Well, good God almighty. Wages, hours, and working conditions. I mean, what more do you want than that? You just imagine, you know. Yeah, well, all of the first-year teachers in the state of Ohio want $1 million a year for their salary. They need it. They are well-educated. They've gone through the system. They deserve it. They're smarter than all the rest of the people. They're smarter than bricklayers, according to some talk hosts. Yeah, right. And besides, have you ever known it ever to be different, folks? Have you ever in your life known it to be different? There's three things that is like a mantra that comes out of government. All right? They're always overworked. They're always underpaid. And they always need greater staff. You know, they're always championing for wages, hours, and working conditions. Go back to the reinvention of government. Go back and listen to the stuff that was put out by Al Gore and William Jefferson Clinton. It's not that it started with them. It goes all the way back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He wanted all the power that the government to give him, every bit that they could be thrown out there. And they created this administrative agency state, and by God, it has killed us. All right? So we're going to need to suck it up along the line someplace, and I think this is a great place to start. Here's another place. Unfortunately, Judge C. Roger Vinson is coming under greater fire here, apparently, from this article. Florida states appeal some portions of the ruling dismissing the health care law. So we've got so many states that are in favor, and we've got so many states that are opposed. We're almost back down to on Obamacare, to a civil war situation. But Florida and 25 other states, after the U.S. appealed a ruling invalidating Barry the Usurper's health care law, said they'll appeal portions of that decision and earlier ones in the case that were unfavorable to them. This by an Edvard Patterson, writing for Bloomberg. Lawyers for the states said in a filing yesterday in federal court in Pensacola, Florida, that their appeal pertains to, quote, adverse disposition of claims, close quote, in Judge C. Roger Vinson's January the 31st decision, and any other adverse rulings in the case. The U.S. filed a notice of appeal on March the 8th. Vincent ruled that Congress had exceeded its powers to regulate commerce, and he declared the entire law invalid. A provision requiring Americans over 18 to obtain insurance coverage violated the U.S. Constitution. I wonder if I could get rid of my mandatory automobile insurance under the same grounds. According to the judge, who was the second federal judge to rule against the law, well, so anyway, that heated debate continues. The Tea Party people aren't happy either. Tea Party Republicans fight compromise after the Senate defeats budget plan. This article by Lisa Lehrer and Laura Litvan, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. House Republican freshmen are urging their leaders to resist compromising on spending cuts after the Senate defeated the party's plan to cut $61 billion from the federal budget this year. Now, we talked about that when this came out. I sent emails to my Congress critters. What a slap in the face. You know, we're facing trillions and trillions and trillions. We're facing, you know, unbelievable upside down in gross domestic product, and these guys are talking $61 billion. I mean, that's chicken. Well, it's small change, let me put it politely. Representative Bill Flores, a first-term Republican from Texas, said he's not interested in splitting the difference with the Democrats, quote, and I don't think you're going to find many of my colleagues, my freshman colleagues, that are either, close quote. He said today, the House plan was only a small step towards reining in the deficit, and we cannot push it off anymore, close quote. Continuing, House Republicans plan tomorrow to propose a three-week stopgap measure aimed at buying lawmakers more time to work out a deal. Representative Steve LaTorre, an Ohio Democrat, an Ohio Republican on the Appropriations Committee, said it will include about $6 billion in cuts designed to be non-controversial. Well, I guess it would be non-controversial, $6 billion. I mean, like I said before, what are they going to do? Take the condoms and the sanitary napkins out of the restrooms? That would be about do it. Anyway, current spending authority ends March the 18th, and without agreement by the non-essential government services, they would be shut down. Each side called on the other to make the next move on proposing a plan. So it going back and forth. Boehner's going to get into this. Chuckie Schumer's going to get into this. Nobody's willing to put forward any kind of a plan. The Democrats aren't. The Democrats don't want to go with the Republicans. The Republicans can't tolerate the Democrats. It's left, right, left, right. And it just further reinforces the idea that I've been trying to get everybody to get excited about here, is the abolition of the established two-party political system. This system has got to go. It stands between where we are and where we need to be, and we needed to be there a long time ago, and we continue to go down this ridiculous program with these parties. These parties can be taken down. They can be done so quickly, they legally, lawfully, and you can do it from the inside out. You snap them inside out, then merge them together into one party, the Republican Democratic Party, take care of the business, do Operation Clean Sweep, and then vote them out. Vote them out completely. And we'll never use parties again in this country. Go back to our founders' solid advice, okay? No more parties. Get rid of them. End the party. Anyway, let's go to the next article here. If insults can be added to injury, former First Lady, that's kind of stretching it, Laura Bush, urges the GOP to spare foreign aid. Wow. Wow. Where was her voice when we were over there going after the Iraqis and the Afghanis? Where was her voice then? Women, children, and indigenous people, my eye. We'll be right back.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And keeping his finger on the heartbeat of tyranny and destruction in the land of Massachusetts, let's go live and run up to Chelsea, Massachusetts, and say good morning to Jeff.
Oh, hey, Will, how you doing? I'm actually at work on a payphone, roving around in the capital of Massachusetts, Boston. And here's my take on unions and tenureship for professors. Number one, if I was a governor of any state, I would say, no more unions. I would break the unions. I would say, let them eat cake. You're going to earn your money like in the dreaded private sector. You're not going to screw the taxpayers anymore. That is it. The free ride is over, pal. And that's for labor unions, teachers, so forth. You have to earn your keep. You don't earn your keep, you're out. That's it. End of story. Tenureship for professors, same thing. Professors are not to get any more tenure. Screw that. These communist pinkos like Ward Churchill, who said that the people who died in 9/11 were Adolf Eichmann. Bleep him. These pinkos need to go. These communist radicals who took over the colleges back in the 60s, they need to go.
Well, I certainly couldn't say it any better than that, buddy.
Yeah, no no more tenure for teachers, no more tenure for professors. And I threw that word out to tenure to a couple people I know, and they don't even know what it means.
Isn't it amazing?
That is sick. And tenure means to people who don't know what it means the professor has carte blanche to be a pinko, a pervert, a sodomite, and can poison your kid and have your kid come out with a burqa with a pair of earrings on, a transsexual or a Muslim or something like that, and all of a sudden your parent goes, what happened to you, Johnny? You're Johnny, you turned to Jane. Johnny, you turned to Abdul. Screw that. No, no. And we need to dismantle these colleges, these elite colleges. I call it the college industrial complex. they're giving our kids lobotomies, and they're screwing everything up. My world would be homeopathic medicine, not allopathic medicine, where they poison you, tear you apart, and so forth. Homeopathic medicine. You'd have alternatives. You'd have options. That's my world. I feel like D4Vendetta. Anyways, Will, I thank you for having me on the broadcast, and do have a good one.
All right, you too, Jeff. Can't be much more plain than that. Yeah, there's a lot of trouble. There's a lot of grief. You know, we could go to 1,000 different pages. We could go right straight to the Communist Manifesto or wherever you want to go. You want? Yes. And this is where we're at, folks. The whole nation is divided, and they're divided on these very specious lines, you know. There's no question about it. But we've got a lot of trouble coming ahead. We've got a lot of things that we need to do. And if we can man up and get to the job, maybe in our lifetime we can bring this madness to an end. But there were things that were set into motion with the United Nations. There were things that were set into the motion back at the Rockefellers when they started up their trusts and they moved forward and the foundations, their power, their influence, the establishment of the British Fabian Socialist Movement as a carry-on from John Stuart Mill and the Utilitarians, the Positivist Movement with August Comte and sociology and sociologists and statisticians and all of this stuff. Buddy, I'll tell you, this run deep. We're going to have to really do a lot of work. But, of course, Laura Bush, she's out here stumping. She's stumping out here for women, children, and indigenous people. That's another continuing theme runs through all of Agenda 21. But here's what's going down with this. House Republicans looking to trim budget deficits are targeting the State Department, which oversees foreign assistance. All right, now this gets right into Clinton's basket, all right? Are targeting the State Department, which oversees foreign assistance. And our founders tell us to be friends with everybody, you know, be enemies with none, and avoid entangling alliances. Well, these are these entangling alliances which we need to withdraw from. House Republicans, again, looking to trim the budget. They propose 16% cut to the State Department's budget would be, quote-unquote, devastating, said Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton on March the 1st. All right? Quote, I would try to get in touch with some and tell them that I think it's really important and that it's worth the 1% of the budget it is, Laura Bush said on television, conversations with Judy Woodruff. Yeah. Quote, it's worth it because of our own moral interest to be generous and to help other people. Where was Bush when the Israelis were dropping white phosphorus on the Gaza Strip? That wasn't very generous. Why are we still in Afghanistan after all these years, and why did we go in the first place? Why are we set up this huge ambassadorial holding in Baghdad, in Iraq? And now the United States is out there championing for a no-fly zone over Libya. What's with that? Mm-hmm. It's worth it because of our own moral interest to be generous and to help other people. That's called the redistribution of wealth scheme, folks. This is robbing Peter to pay Paul, right? We've got people all over the United States of America homeless this morning, jobless, sleeping maybe last night in a culvert someplace in Phoenix, honey. I think we've got plenty of work to do right here in our own country. At the same time, the former First Lady has no plans to lobby members of Congress. According to the George W. Bush Presidential Center in Dallas, in a hearing before a House Appropriations Subcommittee today, Clinton voiced thanks to Bush for her efforts to promote the importance of foreign aid. See how important it is for Jorge Bush and Bill Clinton to go golfing together? What, longtime buddies, right? Bush, Clinton, Clinton, Bush. Bush said that while her husband, the former president, the shrub, would not weigh in with Congress, he would, quote, talk about how important it is for national security and for our moral interest as a country. National security. National security. And our moral interest as a country. How immoral is it to leave all of the people that suffered and died in 9/11 with their questions unanswered? There, Mr. Moral, Mr. Shrub, Little Bush, Bobby Bush, and the twins. Continuing, Laura Bush joined Melinda Gates. Oh, God. what a mess. Co-founder of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Helena Gale, president of CARE International, a nonprofit organization that combats poverty and attempting to raise awareness of the benefits of maternal and infant health programs. You know what kind of a maternal and infant health program they got in mind? A vacuum cleaner. Gale acknowledged that she is pretty worried about the budget climate and what it could do, what it could mean for foreign aid. Fully 42% of Americans, however, believe that cutting such programs would result in a very large reduction in the deficit, according to a March 4th through 7th Bloomberg National Poll. So the people aren't exactly on the side of Bush on this one, or Hillary Clinton, or Melinda Gates. But the great charities as they go. China inflation, factory output exceed forecast, adds to tightening pressure. Again, Bloomberg News. China's inflation and industrial production exceeded forecast just in February, underscoring the challenge from Premier Wen Jiabao as he seeks to prevent price increases from stirring social unrest. Consumer prices rose at an annual 4.9%. You see the problem with globalism? Transnational corporations, muddying it all up, multiculturalism, a world without borders, a world without end, the GIS, GPS, global governance system. We're asking the people on this planet to do something the people on this planet cannot do. We cannot all just get along. Can't we all just get along? No, little doggy, we don't all just get along. And we ain't going to be all getting along either. You value your front door, I value mine. And when you're inside your home, it's supposed to be your castle, place of refuge, all right? The world without borders, you don't have any walls. You just leave your doors off and throw your windows wide open, throw all your blinds and shades away, right? It's just a wide open world. You can have the little hovercraft drones floating around outside your house looking in your windows, reporting to the big brother what you happen to be doing. Inflation risk is very high as oil prices and food costs are rising and wages have increased substantially, said Shen Jiangguan, a Hong Kong-based economist at Mitsuo Securities Asia Limited. PBOC rate increase as early as this month can't be ruled out, said Shen, who formerly worked at the International Monetary Fund and the European Central Bank. Wow. Stock sliding? The Shanghai Composite Index closed 0.8% lower because of the inflation numbers and an earthquake that rocked northern Japan. Any excuse will do. Here's another one. Well, we're right up against the break. Goldman Sachs weighing competing liquidation plan for Lehman. We'll cover that in a minute, and then we'll go on to the trust.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, March the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In this crazy wide world that we live in today, it's impossible to cover all the news. And we had a lot of news dropped into the chat room in the last hour. I hope those of you that are in the chat room scroll back up and link into some of those articles. 10K Puddles is working his fingers to the bone, providing some pretty good updates on not only what's going on with Wisconsin, what's going on with the teachers' issues, but other information as well. And the other chatter's dropping stuff in, too. So there's really two broadcasts going all the time in this interactive world of talk radio. The broadcast that's happening in the chat room and the one that's coming out over the airwaves. Of course, for all of those that out here listening on terrestrial radio, stick with it. I hope that I can bring some information to you that we ought otherwise not get. And for all of those that are on the internet and whatnot, you know, you can go to becomevocallocal.com to jump into our chat room discussion. Just click on the link. You know, you don't have to give up your firstborn or anything. Just jump on into the conversation. And for those of you that are not, and you are listening on terrestrial radio, of course, my mailing address is William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. You're always welcome to send me a letter, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. If you've got a question or comment about anything said on the air. Additionally, just as kind of a public service announcement, daylight savings time again begins Sunday, March 13th. That's this week, this Sunday. You know, so everybody remember to spring forward, set your clock accordingly. I don't know why they came up with that ridiculous plan in the first place, but they did, and so we live by it. But it's happening, and it's happening to us again on March the 13th. So everybody gets to go around and change all of our damn clocks and programs again, right? Wow. Anyway, this article off of Bloomberg, Goldman Sachs weighs competing liquidation plan for Lehman. Creditors say, David McLaughlin and Linda Sandler, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., may propose a liquidation plan for the bankrupt Lehman Brothers Holding, Inc. that would give it more money and compete with two rivals for the plans for the defunct company, the two creditors said. So they're dividing up the spoils, all right? This is what it really amounts to, just dividing up the spoils. Here's a little quote. This really gets under my skin because it is yet another example of big banks taking a position that adversely impacts taxpayers and Main Street buyers, John Byers, said in a phone interview yesterday, referring to the potential plan from Goldman Sachs. San Mateo County is owed $155 million by Lehman. Goldman Sachs, based in New York, has been buying claims of another Lehman unit and met with Lehman recently to outline its proposal, according to the other creditor, who declined to be named because the discussions were private. Lehman opposes Goldman Sachs' challenges, the person said. Goldman Sachs' two biggest claims originally filed against the Lehman Brothers Special Financing Unit for derivatives transactions totaled $2.5 billion, and you know they're well-funded to deal with that. Michael DeValle, a spokesman for Goldman, declined to comment. Anyway, derivatives creditors were in line to get 38.3 cents on the dollar as Lehman was liquidated. So there goes your pensions. Watch where you put them, right? Anyway, one last article, and then we're going to go into the teaching segment here. We can get this bad boy to load up for us quickly. The UN carbon dioxide permits fall to the lowest in a week as power prices drop. Carbon credits. Always out there on the news. It's always laying in the background. Even though we don't talk about it regularly, I mean, I do, but we don't hear about it regularly, this is still happening. This insane madness is still going forward. These people are still moving into this idea, further and further into this idea that man-made global warming exists. Global climate disruption exists, and there's truth to it. And they're buying and selling the king's clothes, carbon dioxide, on these markets. We've told you about this before. There's really nothing to do here with the environment. This is all about like buying an indulgence from the Pope to marry your sister, for goodness sakes. This by Matthew Carr. Well, we'll have to pick that up briefly right after these words. Stay tuned.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so closing out on this EU carbon dioxide permit thing, once again, CO2 futures dropped as much as 0.8% to 15.65 euros or $21.64 a metric ton on the ICE Futures Euro Europe Exchange in London, and we're at 15.72 euros as of 8:34 a.m., putting a price on gas, air, carbon dioxide. German power for the next year dropped 5 cents to 53.1 euros a megawatt hour, according to a broker data compiled by Bloomberg. Lower power prices can reduce the incentive for utilities to sell electricity forward, thereby curbing the demand for hedging, including the purchase of carbon futures. Okay, now one last one. Everybody knows that if you drop a penny in a glass of water, that the waves are going to go out to the edge of the glass of water. You throw a rock in a pond, and the little ripples will go all the way to the other end. And that's one of the problems when you have an earthquake, especially in an ocean environment, is that it not only does the tsunami crash onto shore in Japan, nearest as they were to the epicenter, but in a matter of hours, that wave is going to cross the ocean, and it has. This off of the Mercury News live blog Bay Area responds to tsunami warnings. Now remember, they were waiting for that tsunami to come into the Gulf there. What was it, Waikia Bay or something like that in Hawaii after the Chilean earthquake? It never did do much other than just dirty the water. But we'll see what happens. A tsunami could hit the northern California coast this morning and send waves as high as 5 feet crashing onto the region's coastline. So there in Japan, they were 30 feet high. And by the time they come across to California, they could be, might be, maybe, estimates and guesstimates say, as much as 5 feet. The National Weather Service has issued a tsunami warning for much of California's coast after the massive 8.9 earthquake that struck off Japan's northeastern coast earlier today, killing hundreds of people. It's bad times, bad news, no doubt about it. Tsunami waves hit the mainland U.S. This is 7:59 a.m. Tsunami waves have hit the Oregon coast after sweeping Hawaii. 7:55 a.m. Santa Cruz advisory. Santa Cruz of city officials have advised about 6,600 people in the city's tsunami inundation zone to evacuate. Bet you didn't even know you had a tsunami inundation zone. But if you aren't following what's happening with the FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard task force in your county, then you're just kind of behind the curve. Given low tide, officials are not anticipating any major problems. Anyone who was in the evacuation warning area would have gotten a reverse emergency call from the city's 911 system, E911. They would have gotten a reverse call. Hello, one ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. This is 911. We're telling you to evacuate your home. Or they say, it's okay, you don't have to evacuate. Enjoy your coffee. Watch your morning TV. Given low tides again, we are initiating appropriate protocols, all right? Now, they've been talking all about this with the Madrid fault and all that in Missouri as well. This is the whole scheme, all right? This National Incident Management System, NIMS, the Fusion Centers, Enhanced 911. It's the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System. Road closures are our Beach Street at the Municipal Wharf, Riverside Avenue of 3rd Street, Laurel Street Extension of 3rd Street, and Pacific Avenue at Center Street. Gateway Schools in Santa Cruz will be closed today at 7:51. Alameda County officials in Japan. What's that all about? I don't know. 7:42, Google launches a person finder. 7:26, the Bay Area Rapid Transit Service may be affected. 7:21, Highway 92 backup. 7:16, Bay Area evacuations. Well, there's more. It's happening. Breaking news. It's all out there. So we'll just have to monitor that throughout the day. I hope that everybody that does live in a tsunami inundation area, at least, you know, hey, take the day off and head out of town. Grab your bug out bag, go someplace else, and grab a burger. Make the best out of your day, baby. Go back into trust and talk about it a little bit further here. This out of Salmond on jurisprudence. The creation and the extinction of corporations. Everybody talks about getting rid of the corporation. Corporation's a beast. Well, this is what John Salmond, distinct jurisprude, has to say. The birth and the death of legal persons are determined not by nature, but by the law. Again, the birth and the death of legal persons are determined not by nature, but by the law. All right? Are you a legal person? They come into existence at the will of the law, and they endure during its good pleasure. Curious, isn't it? Corporations may be established by royal charter, by statute, by immemorial custom, and in recent years by agreement of their members expressed in statutory forms and subject to statutory provisions and limitations. They are, in their own nature, capable of indefinite duration. Man, they can outlive God, right? This being indeed one of their chief virtues as compared with humanity. I guess that's why their vote counts more than yours. But they're not incapable of destruction, not even creative destruction, Koch brothers style. The extinction of a body corporate is called its dissolution, the severing of that legal bond which its members are knit together into a unity. We have already noticed that a legal person does not of necessity lose its life with the destruction or disappearance of its corpus or bodily substance. Right? There is no reason why a corporation should not continue to live, although the least of its members is dead. And a corporation's soul is merely dormant, not extinct, during the interval between two successive occupants of the office. What is this corporate soul? The king himself, however, is in law no mere mortal man. He has a double capacity. Remember yesterday, Sean called in and told us how much land the Queen has, claims ownership of, being not only a natural person, but a body politic. That is to say, a corporation's soul. The visible wearer of the crown is merely the living representative and agent for the time being of this invisible and underlying persona ficta, fictitious person, in whom by our law the powers and prerogatives of the government of this realm are vested. When the king is in his natural position, in his natural person, dies, the property real and personal, which he owns in right of his crown and as trustee for the state, and the debts and the liabilities which in such right and capacity have been incurred by him, pass to his successors in office, and not to his heirs, executors, or administrators. For those rights and liabilities pertain to the king, who is a corporation's soul, and not to the king, who is a mortal man. So we speak about the Queen of England, and then we talk about the crown, and then we talk about the crown and parliament assembled. Interesting stuff to me. The state as a corporation, corporation nation, everybody's looking at that these days. Of all forms of human society, the greatest is the state. The rise of statism is an all-out war between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of that natural law. Back to the article here. Of all forms of human society, the greatest is the state. It owns immense wealth and performs functions which in number and importance are beyond those of all other associations. Is it then recognized by the law as a person? It is the commonwealth, the body politic and corporate, endowed with legal personality and having as its members all those who owe allegiance to it, pledge allegiance lately, and are entitled to its protection. This is the conclusion to which a developed system of law might be expected to attain. We'll find out more about that right after this.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so, inching forward with our understanding of what is the trust, why are they important, should we put our trust in them? What is the full faith and trust in the U.S. government? Huh? Right. Back to the article here. This is page 70, or 321 out of Salmond on Jurisprudence, the 12th edition. Important man, this John Salmond. Anyway, continuing. He says, but the laws of England has chosen another way. The community of the realm is an organized society. It is no person or body corporate. It owns no property, is capable of no acts, and has no rights nor liabilities imputed to it by the law. Whatever is said to the contrary is a figure of speech and not the literal language of our law. God forbid, right? How then are we to account for this failure of the law to make so obvious and useful an application of the concept of incorporation and legal personality? Why has it failed to recognize and express in this way the unity and permanence of the state? The explanation is to be found in the existence of the monarchical government, and the real personality of the monarch, who is the head of the state, has rendered superfluous, any, at any rate within Great Britain, any attribution of legal personality to the state itself. Most public property is in the eyes of the law the property of the king, which word, since we are speaking of the sovereign generally, it is convenient to take as including the queen. You like that? Most public property is in the eye of the law, the property of the king. Go up on the website and look at the crown properties. Just type that into your browser and see what comes up for you. Makes it an interesting study, the crown property. That's where all these offshore wind turbines, by the way, are being built over in Jolly Old. Public liabilities are those of the king. It is he and he alone who owes the principal and interest of the national debt. What do they mean? It's your share of the national debt. You go and look at the debt clock and your Congress whore tells you what your share is. Oh, really? Public liabilities are those of the king. We could say the state. It is he and he alone who owes the principal and the interest of the national debt. Whatsoever is done by the state is in law done by the king. The public justice administered in the law courts is royal justice administered by the king through his servants, the judges. His servants, the judges, his servants, the judges. The laws are the king's laws, which he enacts with the advice and consent of his parliament. The executive government of the state is the king's government, which he carries on by the hands of his ministers and his judges. Getting kind of religious on us here, aren't they? The state has no army save the king's army, no navy save the king's navy, no revenue save the royal revenues, no territory save the dominions of the king. Treason and other offenses against the state and the public interest are in law offenses against the king, and the public peace is the king's peace. The citizens of the state are not fellow members of one body politic and corporate, but fellow subjects of one sovereign lord. You feel America? Feel like we've got a king or a queen? Why did we revolt, huh? Did we ever get anywhere with that revolution? Is it time for a revolution 2.0? Here's a guy, La Follette. Some of you may know who La Follette is. Talk about La Follette here in a moment. Robert Marion, an American statesman, born in Primrose, Wisconsin, on June the 14th of 1855, died in Washington, D.C. in 1925, graduated from the University of Wisconsin, speaking of Wisconsin, in 1879. 1880, he was admitted to the bar. He became a district attorney of Dane County in 1880. retaining that position until 1884 when he took up the regular practice of his profession. In 1867, he was elected to Congress, serving till 1891. He won reputation as an orator and as a member of the Committee of Ways and Means, took a prominent part in the framing of the McKinley Tariff Bill. At the close of his service in Congress, he resumed his practice and remained active in politics, becoming one of the leaders of the younger men in the Republican Party. Other causes championed by La Follette. Other causes championed by him include the workman's compensation, publicity of campaign expenses, the parcel post, the federal inheritance tax, exemption of cooperative farmers and labor organizations from the antitrust laws, women's suffrage, and the Seamen's Act. And he was one of the senators who opposed the arming of American merchant marine vessels in the European war zone, La Follette. Now let's find out a little bit more about him and why I bring him up. Going back to where we started yesterday, out of the History of Great American Fortunes by Gustavus Myers, open in front of me here on the table. These men, talking about the great magnates, the magnates that lie in ambush, these men made much noise in the financial world and dashed around with prodigious belief in their invincibility. Sound like Goldman Sachs this morning, invincible? Too big to fail, right? They were vaunted as great financiers, doubtless inflated by their own success, wearing their $100 wristwatches. Talked about that company the other day. They esteemed themselves so and judged themselves fully able to cope with the great magnates. In the meantime, the Morgans and the Rockefeller Group was carefully observing their operations and awaiting the ripe time when they could be crushed out at one blow. The Standard Oil Company wanted those copper mines. Remember, Bahrain. I want to look it up. Bahrain. Used to be famous for its pearls. One of the greatest pearling places on the planet. Gave us the best pearls and the most pearls of any. Now pearls are just kind of set along to the side. Now it's the home of the Fifth Fleet, and it's a major export point for oil interests. They got a new form of pearls over there that they can string together. The Standard Oil Company wanted those copper mines, and the steamship company, organized by Morris, was considered a competitive menace to the railroad lines controlled by the Morgans and the Rockefeller interests. Senator La Follette, his account of the events that followed was accurate as to the facts. In his speech in the United States Senate, he gave this narrative. Now, here it is. Suddenly, unless you think that this is crazy talk, centralizations and community control and industry, franchises, transportation and finance, the panic of October 1907 and its lessons. It was a speech of Honorable Robert M. La Follette, Wisconsin, etc., on pages 21, 22 of Congressional Records here. All right, this is right out of the record. Suddenly, here's the quote, suddenly in the first days of October, somebody, to use a Wall Street phrase, began to smash United Copper on the curb. The stock broke badly. Standard Oil was getting underway. Doubtless, never suspecting the source, Hines, you know, like Teresa Carey Hines, through his brother, a member of the stock exchange, and through brokers, bought and bought and bought until United Copper went out of sight, carrying down Hines's brother, one firm of his brokers, and involving the Morse-Hines banks in the crash. Up to this point, the panic had been well in hand. Again, this is October. Up until this point, the panic had been well in hand, but with the revelation following hard upon clearinghouse investigations, it slipped its bridle, and the situation assumed a serious aspect. But not for one moment did Morgan or Standard Oil miss the opportunity offered. Morse and Hines were forced out. They were compelled to reorganize their directorships and substitute semi-dependent Standard Oil men as their successors. They were forced to sell their stocks for what they could get. Morgan attacked Morse's Consolidated Steamship Company stocks and bonds, and Morse was ultimately forced to surrender his steamship company combine, which he did. They went after the Knickerbocker Trust Company, Charles T. Barney, president, and close ally of Morse's. It was charged in New York that the interest deliberately started a run on the Knickerbocker Bank. Morgan was appealed to for aid. Morgan, whose plaudits have sounded right here in this chamber, was in a position to follow carefully every step and phase of this proceeding. In the first place, Morgan gave out, as reported in Wall Street, that the Knickerbocker would be supported if it met the demands of the depositors who had started a run upon it. There was nothing in subsequent events to indicate that there were any sincerity in that promise, but an analysis of every step is convincing by to the country. Support was not given. It was withheld after the company, relying upon that pledge, had paid out millions. It was forced to close its doors, and Barney went to a suicide's grave. The trusts, the power, and their influence.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So the first decade of 2011, or the 21st century, was known as the era or the age or the decade of mergers and acquisitions, but it's not the first time we've been down this spike. Back to looking at this chart here from business consolidations and mergers from 1895 to 1905, we find that there's just an absolute spike up, a huge spike up from less than 100 in 1895 to about 1,200 in 1899, and it comes back down and it just about flattens out again in 1904. So as we went through the turn of the millennia once before, back in the 1800s, this is when all the revivals came out of the woodwork, and we had all of the people that were out on the streets, you know, looking for, you know, the spaceship just come again, all that nonsense, you know, this rot, it comes around every century. But anyway, right on time delivery, just-in-time delivery, the gangster banksters drop it on us again, all right? Very, very, very revealing. Conflict and conciliation. Here's a little bit more. Managing the machines. Mass production changed the direction of American industry. It changed the world. Industrialism, the industrial. Mass production changed the direction of American industry. Size, system, organization, and marketing became increasingly important. Size, system, organization, marketing. Now the government, FedGov, they're doing reorganization, all right? Assembly line technology changed tasks and, to some extent, values. The goal was no longer to make a unique product that would be better than the one before. Quote, the way to make automobiles, Ford said as early as 1903, is to make one automobile like another automobile, to make them all alike, and to make them come through like factory just alike. Uniformitarianism. In a development that rivaled assembly lines in importance, businesses established industrial research laboratories where scientists and engineers developed new products. General Electric founded the first one in 1900 in a barn. Yeah, GE. Top of the list these days, isn't it? It's in a barn. Oh, these guys in their barns and garages, you know? I'm calling you out to be entrepreneurs. Get out in your barn. Get out in your shop. Discover something new and bring it to the marketplace. It soon attracted experts, who designed improvements in light bulbs, invented the cathode ray tube, worked on early radio, and even tinkered with atomic theory. DuPont opens its labs in 1911. Eastman Kodak in 1912, Standard Oil in 1919 is the source of new ideas and technologies. The labs altered the life of the 20th century. Jump ahead a little bit. Talk about the suffering, the human suffering. Talk about the white slavery before. You might even look on the YouTube and see if you could find the multi-part series there, white slavery. Strikes and absenteeism increased after 1910. Labor productivity dropped 10% between 1915 and 1918, and the first such decline in memory. In many industries, labor turnover became a serious problem. Workers changed jobs in droves. Union membership grew. In 1900, only about 1 million workers belonged to unions, less than 4% of the workforce. By 1920, 5 million belonged, about 13% of the workforce. But there were 8 million female workers in 1910, but only 125,000 of them belonged to unions. Most unions didn't want them, and through outright prohibition or other techniques, they discouraged female applicants. Samuel Gompers, American Federation of Labor, increased from 250,000 members in 1897 to 1.7 million in 1904. By far the largest labor union organization, it remained devoted to the interests of skilled craftsmen. Skilled craftsmen. While it aimed partly at better wages and working conditions, it also sought to limit entry into the craft and protect workers' prerogatives. You go all the way back to the beginning. As we're coming out of the quote-unquote dark ages, as the artisans and the merchants' guilds came along. That was the same thing that was going down there. If you wanted to be a shoemaker, you needed to be a shoemaker. If you wanted to be a smith, you needed to be a smith. If you wanted to be a baker, you needed to be a baker. Secret societies, my friends, we've had them from the beginning. If you wanted to be a mason, you better know a mason. All right? But it's the same program. While it aimed partly at better wages and working conditions, again, it also sought to limit entry into the crafts and protect worker prerogatives. Within limits, the AFL found acceptance among giant business corporations eager for conservative policies and labor stability. Yeah. And you thought collective bargaining was for the laborer, for the wage slave? Guess again. Unlike the AFL, the Industrial Workers Union of the World, Workers of the World Unite, you know, that upraised fist, you know, yo, baby, black power, tried to organize the unskilled and foreign-born laborers working in the mass production industries. Founded in Chicago in 1905, it aimed to unite the American working class into a mammoth union to promote labor's interests. Its motto, quote, an injury to one is an injury to all. There was a lot of trouble with injuries. The young boys that were hired to work on the spinning machines and other things like that, because of the long hours and the low wages and the poor living conditions, they were expected or instructed to do maintenance and service the machines while they were all operating. any little one that could get through a work life, you know, with all their appendages would be considered almost a saint among men. Blessed. Blessed to come out with all your fingers and all your toes, your nose, maybe both of your arms, and your life. Bad times. But unlike the knights of the... Okay, now, an injury to one is an injury to all. Stress labor solidarity, as had the earlier knights of labor. Now, you go back and look at all the fraternal organizations, all the labor organizations, and you're going to find an enormous list. But at the top, there's always a corporate structure, a corporate identity, something that lasts forever. You join one of these unions, and you never get stay in the union long enough, find other employment outside of the union, or you start your own business, become an entrepreneur, you lose all those union benefits, you never get your retirement, you don't get your pensions or anything. And who gets them? The union. It's a redistribution of wealth scheme, cleverly thought out. But unlike the Knights, the IWW, or Wobblies, as they were often known, urged social revolution. Revolution, baby. Revolution. As Joe Hill, the IWW's legendary folk poet, wrote, "If the workers took an ocean, they could stop all the speeding trains. Every ship upon the ocean they can tie with mighty chains. Every wheel in the creation, every man and every mill, fleets and armies of the nation will at their command stand still." Yeah. A global strike on the 15th? Well, be careful. Choices do have consequences. If you want to join the Wobblies, I guess you're welcome to it. IWW leaders included, quote-unquote, Mother Jones. You remember the muckrakers? We talked about that. Gustavus Myers, himself a muckraker. Shared it right out of the Mother Jones little pamphlet there. The muckrakers, give them hell. Well, Mother Jones, a famous veteran of battles in the Illinois cornfields, Elizabeth Gurley Flynn, a fiery young radical who joined as a teenager, William D. Big Bill Haywood, the strapping one-eyed founder of the Western Federation of Miners, the IWW led a number of major strikes. The Lawrence, Massachusetts, 1912. Patterson, New Jersey, 1912. Strikes attracted national attention. Lawrence, when the strikers sent their children, ill-clad and hungry, out of the city to stay with sympathetic families. Patterson, when they rented New York's Madison Square Garden for a massive labor pageant. The IWW leaders welcomed the revolutionary tumult sweeping Russia and other countries. In the United States, they thought a series of local strikes would bring about capitalist repression, then a general strike, and eventually a workers' commonwealth. Be careful. Choose wisely. The IWW fell short of these objectives, but during its lifetime, from 1905 to the mid-1920s, it made major gains among the immigrant workers. Well, had a lot of immigrant workers in America. We've had them before. We've got them now. Jumping back into our discussion, lengthy out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences under Truss, right into the middle where we left off before, you can find the previous segment on the archives. In spite of some expert economic opinion that monopolistic tendencies were inherent in modern industrialism and ought to be controlled, not prohibited, popular opposition to the tendencies emerged in the Sherman Antitrust Acts of 1890. See, all these articles, things I'm sharing with your contemporary. Get us in the right mindset here. Section 1 and 2 of this act, again the Sherman Antitrust Act, which to the present day define the basic policy of the United States towards monopolistic combinations. Again, this encyclopedia was written in the 20s. Every contract, here's the quote, every contract, combination, or conspiracy in restraint of trade or commerce among the several states is illegal. And that, quote, every person who shall monopolize or attempt to monopolize or combine or conspire with any other person or persons to monopolize any part of the trade or commerce among the several states is guilty of a misdemeanor, and both criminal penalties and civil liabilities are provided. Sherman, Antitrust Act.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try?
It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so back again in the final segment of today's two-hour broadcast. You know, I'd love to just spend hours on this topic. We go through and understand it better, but as I've shared with you before, go back to the creation of the American Bankers Association, then the American Bar Association, and virtually and almost immediately thereafter, the creation of this Commission on Uniform Law. And then we can understand a little bit better, after having read these quotations from the Sherman Antitrust Act, you know, go back to Shakespeare, methinkest you protest too much. All right, qui bono, who benefits? Now listen to the next paragraph. And again, these encyclopedias articles are of the highest caliber. I've got 7 sets of encyclopedias, read most of them. And this particular set of encyclopedias is, as I said, of the highest caliber, more insightful than many. It is the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. It was ostensibly created as part of the Hochschule für Politik to help the German people get ready to, you know, run the world almost. At least you can prove their situation. But clearly, now, here's the next part, clearly, the law was inspired by the predatory competitive tactics of the great trusts. You know, all the way through Gustavus Meyer's History of the Great American Fortunes, all the way through that book, he repeats this theme. He keeps bringing it out and showing it and showing it and showing it again. From the very earliest times in this country, the colonies, themselves corporations, you know, with charters from the crown, crown lands, with charters, these chartered colonies. You know, just like all of the mandates that they had right up to the beginning of the Second World War. All this, all right, from the very beginning has been a corporate adventure. There's no doubt about it. It's all been commerce. But what we've seen over and over and over again is that the governance of these colonies and of the towns and so on in the states and then the Fed and the judicial system and all of that is of and by and for the wealthy. That's right. We've never really had a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government in this country. I think it's a laudable goal. I think it's an achievable goal, an attainable goal. But we really never had it. And if we ever did have it, it was such a fleeting moment that you could probably knock back about three tankards of ale in the hogback and go down with one big loaf of whole wheat bread and have experienced it all. But here again, clearly, the law, this is the Sherman Antitrust Act, was inspired by the predatory competitive tactics of the great trusts. Money buying the best Congress wars they can find. And its competitive system in industry, and its primary purpose was the maintenance of the competitive system in the industry. The evidence indicates no intention that the law apply to railroads, they were the chief actors of the day, already subject to the Act of 1887, and but slight appreciation, particularly among its supporters, to the significance of its broad terms in relations to labor organizations. Nevertheless, both railroads and laborers were later made subject to it by judicial rulings. This is like sweeping aside all of your competition. Vaguely worded, the varying subsequent influence of the Sherman Act was upon American industrial organization has depended mainly upon the cumulative interpretations of its meanings by the Supreme Court of the United States. We built this, we went away from common law and we went into this new system of statute, codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. We went away from the common law of antiquity, our heritage. We went into this new process. With respect to the various types of agreements for raising prices above the competitive level entered into by independent enterprises, the Supreme Court, excuse me, has until recently uniformly found that they violate the Act and has thus served to reinforce the state laws in driving cartel activities into secret channels or subterfuges. It's very important to understand. Because any of the little guys, any of the early, the entrepreneurs, they're the ones that the Karl Mordecai and Marx Communist manifestos focused upon. Yeah, workers of the world unite, all right. That's the antithesis. You've got capitalism on one side, you've got the workers of the world unite on the other side. But the goal is to wipe out the who? The entrepreneur, the middle class. Those people that are employing anywhere between 5 and 500 employees, that sort of thing. The Bill Gates in his garage that everybody's worried about. That's the goal. And these things can do that because they make it so bleeding hard. What if you were? You know, we heard, you know, from our caller earlier, Jeff, Massachusetts, following along the line of allopathic medicine as opposed to the American Medical Association's, he was going for homeopathic as opposed to allopathic. And it's important, right, from that standpoint. Because if you did, God forbid, go out and rummage about on your property and you come up with some herbs and you blend them together, you make an herbal tea, and you can just simply sip this tea and you find that the herbs are commonly found in just about every part of the earth, you could simply sip this tea and it would boost your immunity to a level that you'd be impervious to anything that was thrown at you. Well, that would have to be quashed. That would be crushed. They'd probably shoot you. Call you a drug dealer. A few leading cases in which activities of trade unions have been curbed have led to bitter opposition to the law in labor circles, particularly in view of its failure, as will be hereinafter shown, to prevent huge corporations from combining. So it all benefits the guys at the top. And why wouldn't it? They spent money, big money, to get it. It's a lot easier, rather than to take a few million of your own dollars and start a railroad, it's a lot easier to take those few million dollars and truck off to Washington and get Congress to steal it from the public treasury, steal it from the people to build your railroad, and give you far more than you ever could have with your own money. And this is the history of American governance. This is the history of the statutes in this country. It's easier to bribe Congress, it's easier to bribe the State House than it is to affect it from the outside. That's why we become vocal local, because we're going to need to stop this sort of madness right where we are, in our county councils, in our city councils, on the school boards, at the state level, the State House, the State Senate, governor, attorney general. I think the most important office that's elected around here, besides the county committee man and county committee woman, is your county clerk. They stand between where we are and where we need to go again. Why? Because they control the elections. County clerk could line up all those old electronic voting machines out in the courtyard of the courthouse and drive a fire axe right down through the top of them. Send from this day forward in this county, we're going to use paper ballots. We're going to hand count them. We're not going to let these ballots come out of the polls until they've been counted. We'll have the high schoolers come in and we'll give them all pizzas. They're going to have to count the ballots. Then we'll post the results on the door. But these ballots aren't leaving the poll until we know. And then somebody can call us in with a cell phone and tell us what the results are. And we'll have hand counted paper ballots in this country moving forward. These are things that we could do, and we can do them quickly. But again, with respect to the growth of proprietary consolidations in some form or big business, which undoubtedly constituted the principal target at which the Sherman Act was aimed, the history of its application is peculiar. At the time the law was passed, the great trusts were fleeing from the outlawed trust form of organization. Well, they're back again. Shared it to you right out of the Reader's Digest. Trusts. The foundations. Rene Wurmser, their power, their influence. The Standard Oil Trust dissolved into a community of interest based on interlocking stock ownership until 1899, when a holding company was formed. The Sugar Trust went through a holding company form into a consolidated corporation. The Whiskey Trust went directly to the consolidated form. The new combinations, which sprang up in great number between 1897 and 1900, were almost exclusively corporate consolidations, mergers and acquisitions. Thereafter, the holding company form came into extensive use. We've talked about that power of the holding company. This whole movement was facilitated by the radical changes in the policy of certain states towards chartering corporations, exemplified in the New Jersey General Corporation Law of 1888, extended by amendments in 1889 and 1893, whereunder corporations could be organized with the widest latitude in defining their own powers, and especially with the full sanction for the acquisition of stock in other corporations. Moreover, these new style state and corporation laws gave slight ground for fear of vigilant supervision or effective control. There was then, as in 1934, no general federal incorporation act. Mull that over the weekend. Think about it. Think about the people in Wisconsin, the people in Japan this morning, people in Saudi Arabia. Until the next time,
taking it
good
back,
day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae,
Freddie Mac and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.